We are so blessed to have in the studio Daisy Girl. Welcome, Charlie and Joe.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. It's so good to have you in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, anytime. So you have new music out.
That's right. Well, not quite. I think it comes out tomorrow.
Ooh,
I'm official. Not sure about that. We have to talk to the head guy, but I'm pretty sure it's out tomorrow. So, yeah, sneak preview today.
Nice. I love that.
Love that.
RTR on the forefront.
That's right, exactly.
We are too blessed. Who's this main guy you're talking about?
Oh, that'll be our front man.
Our glorious leader,
Chad Smith, who had training, so could no longer, he couldn't make it.
Oh, dang. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you're a five-piece?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Five piece, there's Jesse on bass and Omri. Jesse's flying in. He's currently probably in the sky
right now.
He's gonna drop down, shoot into Clancy's and play a rock and roll show. he's flying in from Vietnam. Yeah. Yeah.
Very rock and roll, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's super rock and roll.
Seriously.
Yeah. I couldn't do that. No way.
No, I'm not rock and roll. Yeah. I'm cozy nightgown and like weighted blanket.
Yeah.
So Perth's favourite rock and rollers. Daisy Girl, right here in the studio.
Did Mum send you that?
Mum says I'm very rock and roll and very cool.
Yeah.
And some other lovely players who can't be with us today, but you've got a gig coming up this weekend?
Yes, we do. Yeah, yeah. This Saturday at Clancy's.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. And you've got some sick support happening
there?
We do.
We've got some great local talent. We've got Veruca Moon also Finn Pearson Band. We've been trying to get Finn Pearson Band on our lineup for a long time just because he's so country and so folky and we kind of are a bit that way leaning ourselves. So super psyched to have him on.
He looks great in a singlet too.
He does.
I've seen him play a few gigs in a muscle singlet. I want to play a gig with that guy.
Wow. Yeah. There's nothing more country than that. I love it. So you've been rocking all together for a while now? Or how long have you been playing tunes together?
It's been a couple of years now.
Nice.
I think most of us met, we started at Whopper. It seemed like a lifetime ago now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at Whopper and then we just kind of identified in the group other people that like dad rock. like 60s and 70s stuff. And
very specific genre.
So we've been playing together for a while, but Jesse and Omri are relatively new.
Cool.
Playing with us, but I think I think playing together now, I'm pretty lucky to be part of it. I think,
cool. I love that being institutionalized and you're just scanning. Outside the musical theater, so who likes Disney? Yeah, away from that. Oh my gosh, whoops, no shade. But, what's the process of you all getting together? How do you get the music out to the people?
Yeah, I think it's quite collaborative, actually. I think playing with a few other people, I've experienced like it's maybe one person's song and then the band plays to that as well. I think we quite collaborative in the way that we write. Like one of us will bring in a pretty loose idea and then everyone kind of jumps on and chucks their own stuff and then we try. That can be frustrating at times.
There's a few sessions we want to bash our heads against the walls.
Yeah, I'm like, man,
it's music, isn't it?
These guys suck. What am I doing? But then there's...
Hey, you all!
Then there's times when I'm like, whoa, this is so fun, so...
Oh, you got to get that sweet spot, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you just crave it and want it to go on forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you leave... We've got a shed that we rehearse in and it's kind of like this vortex of sound and every time we leave rehearsal...
It's funny.
Ears are pretty sore.
The space
looks like an office. Like it's like it's like super white lights and things. Yeah. It's like the most unlikely place to play rock and roll music. But
water cooler in the corner.
Yeah, there's a water cooler in the corner. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm picturing Workaholics. Did anyone ever watch
that? Yeah,
like that kind of thing.
It's kind of like that, but not as funny.
Yeah. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's a law firm.
Yeah.
We just move the guitars out.
Oh my god, I love that.
Yeah.
So you've got the. Can you tell us a bit about the new track?
Yeah, that's right.
I guess it's... I was trying to do a uni assignment and, you know, when you end up you're procrastinating and you end up in the weird part of the internet. And I was the Historical Society of Alabama website and I was reading about this thing, this town called Biloxi, which is this kind of like gambling riverboat town on the coast there. And I guess that what I read, all the crew would kind of work, you know, really quite strenuous jobs, and then when the season was over they'd all go down to Biloxi and, you know, tear it up and have a good time and party and gamble and stuff. But that's kind of the idea for the song. But ironically, I've been to the casino once.
Yes.
And I thought blackjack was 27 instead of 21. And yeah, so I guess long story short, not gamblers. But
yeah, I was going to say the 27.
I guess that
news
idea, it seemed like a cool idea to write a song about. And yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, gorgeous. Cool, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, so we're really, really excited to have a listen. This is the first time ever on Perth Airwaves.
Yep.
I think we've been here before. RTR's very kindly had us on before. Once before. Yeah. So yeah.
But, okay.
Excited to be back.
Yeah, nice. So this track is... This is the...
Sorry. Okay. Yes, well, we've had other songs on radio, but no, this is the first time.
Feel special.
Yeah.
I'm just making it all about me.
Yeah.
No, but that is awesome, and we would love to have you back whenever you release.
We'd love to be
back. Yeah, thank you for having us.
Is an album in the works potentially? I don't want to ask too much of you, but...
Yeah, I think potentially down the track. I think this one's just going to be a single, but... we've got quite a few plans in the coming months, I think, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're always working and always chipping away at things. So, yeah, I reckon probably an album in the...
Yeah. Yeah. In the pipeline.
In the pipeline.
Yeah.
Sick. But until then, people can head down to Clancy's.
Yeah.
Yep.
Clancy's doors at 7 p.m. This Saturday. And it should be a great time.
And we've sold out our first release tickets. So they are going hot. So probably jump on the pre-sales and grab a ticket before.
Mums have got a lot of friends.
Yes.
It's all coming down. So you got to get it.
The book club is in there.
Yeah, exactly. We promised, tea and biscuits at the end.
So. Oh, my God. Seriously? People need to do that.
Yeah. Orange is half time.
Oh, man.
Imagine a Tim Tam, man, after a gig. That would be...
Damn, that's my kind of thing. Yeah, so get down early and catch the support from Finn Pearson Band and Veruca Moon.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, let's hear this track. Let's head on down to Biloxi. You're in Drive Time on RTR FM 92.1. We've just been chatting to Daisy Gell, awesome local band, and we're going to hear them rip and rock right now. Stay locked.